Wake up, it is Jeff, it is Friday, I am Jeff, it is Friday and I am Jeff, from Just Buds, the Jeff half, and this is Just Jeff. Hey. I don't have a whole lot to talk about today, but before I start talking about what I'm going to talk about, I'd like to give a little shout out to I'm Dark Wizard on Twitch. That's Martin Joey Joseph Richardson playing video games on Twitch. Go give him a follow, give him a subscribe, and watch his channel. He's got some fun stuff on there. I'd also like to shout out Tanner. You know why. Now I can get into the stuff that I was going to talk about. So Jack and I are going to start working together in the real world, like outside of podcasts. And we're going to be doing... So I've done it before. I've done it for a couple years now. It is sealing driveways and doing asphalt repair. Basically just a bunch of blacktop work. And I'm really excited. I love this job. I always have loved this job. I make pretty good money doing it, and I get to be outside all day. I don't think Jack is very excited for it. He's going to do it, but he's not excited. Mostly because, this is pure speculation, Jack. I don't know if this is really how you feel, but I think you're mostly not excited because you're not a huge supporter of the idea of waking up before 11. And we've talked about this. We've talked about it before. Like, I mean, it's going to be a little hard for you. It's good that you only live, like, a minute away from where we meet. You can take a nap when we're on our way to the first driveway, but I can tell you're just not going to like getting up at 7:30 in the morning. We're getting close to finishing the ab challenge, and I hate it. It sucks. I hate it every day. I complain to Kristen every time we do our abs together. Today was 500 sit-ups and 500 twists and 250 leg raises. And it took me an hour. It sucks. I do not recommend it to anybody else that is thinking about doing an ab challenge because it sucks. Something that doesn't suck, well, it could suck depending on who you're talking to or what you think about what I'm going to say. Let me just get into it. The other day, I was trying to do homework, right? Because I have to do homework still, because I'm a child. And I was doing homework, and Kristen was talking to me, and it was kind of distracting, so I wasn't getting much done, but I wasn't going to tell her not to talk to me, because I love Kristen, and I like it when she speaks to me. But she eventually got up and said, I will shut up so you can focus. And she walked away into the kitchen. And as she said that, I looked at my watch, because I knew. I knew what was going to happen, so I looked at my watch. 30 seconds later, on the dot, she started talking to me again. I said, Kristen, you literally just told me you were going to shut up so I could focus and get my homework done. 30 seconds ago, you just told me that. And she was quiet and she walked away. I wasn't being mean about it, I hope. I don't think she took it that way either, but it could sound that way when I'm saying it alone in this closet. It wasn't mean, it was funny. I promise. Speaking of homework, I already told you guys I got IRB approval for my graduate research study, and I created the survey. If you haven't taken it yet, find me on Facebook. The link is on my page. Take it for me. Help me out. Thank you in advance. And if you already have taken it, thank you in not advance. I really appreciate the help. I need as many people to take it as possible. Now, I am getting real sick of being at home and not being able to do the things that I want to do. But there's things that could be worse. There are worse things than this right now. For example, you could be somewhere and smell some food and think it smells kind of good and wonder what it could be, and then realize that it was a fart and that your nose betrayed you. That could have happened. You could have gotten to the gym on squat day, all excited and ready to squat, warmed up, and gotten all ready to go, and then have to take a dump before your first set. That could have happened. That sucks. You could wake up late for class, frantically get ready and get dressed, run out the door, and get to the classroom and realize that this is Tuesday, and it's a Wednesday class, so you didn't have class in the first place. That would have sucked. That would have been worse. Or even worse than that, you could have gotten to the class on time, and then been told that there's a test that you didn't study for. That you just get like that sinking feeling, like, oh, damn it. And you just know that you're not prepared at all. You're gonna fail this test. But hey, at least you made it to class on time, right? You could get dribble dick at the bar. You could get dribble dick at the bar when it's not even crowded enough for people not to notice. You could have worked your entire life to play a sport at a high level and not have a clue what you're gonna do with yourself at 23. That one was a little deeper. I'm not crying, you're crying. You could have two ex-girlfriends that are no longer into men. That one was really deep, too. Maybe I shouldn't say things like this. You could have dropped your phone in the toilet. That's worse than quarantine, because then even if there is a quarantine, you would have dropped your phone in the toilet. You could have went to take batting practice with Carter the other day, and then forgotten all of the baseballs that you were going to use for batting practice at your house. That could have happened. So, basically, what I'm saying is it could be worse. There's worse things than what's happening right now. Something that I got to laugh at yesterday. So my dad always likes watching the news. And I think one of his favorites to watch is Tucker Carlson. And, like, I can put up with it for a while. I enjoy knowing what's going on, but all of the news is so fucking biased and brainwashing. I can't stand to watch it for more than about a half an hour. But yesterday, Tucker Carlson had... That's kind of a hard name to say. Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson had the state of Maine restaurant owner on for an interview. And for those of you that don't know, the governor of Maine shut down the state for another month or so. They're not going to open up until June, at least. And it's for no reason. Maybe. Who am I to say it's for no reason? But it's for no reason. And this guy's pissed. Like, you're not even allowed to have a restaurant open for takeout in Maine like you are in Minnesota. And this guy's pissed. And so he said yesterday for today that no matter what, he is opening up shop today. It is illegal, but he announced it on the news that he would open up shop today. And if the governor had a problem with it, she needed to come talk to him, because apparently he's tried calling her and emailing her countless times. And he went as far, this is the part that I laughed at, he went as far to disclose the governor of Maine's cell phone number on national television. And I took it down on my phone. I didn't call her. I kind of want to, but I don't know what I would say. I kind of want to be one of the, I'm sure, thousands of people leaving her voicemails. But I also kind of don't want to be that guy. I just thought it was hilarious that he would do something like that on national TV. It reminds me of the time, I don't remember what team it was for, or who the player was, but it was baseball. Big surprise, I'm going to talk about baseball. A girl brought a sign to the game and said, "Hey, whoever the player is, hey, insert player here, call me," and put her phone number on the sign. And it's kind of a feel-good story because, first of all, so many people called her that her voicemail box filled up with just random crazy voicemails before the guy that she wanted to call her called her. So the guy actually called her. He was single, and he called her, but he didn't even get to leave a voicemail. And I think eventually the team put them in contact and they went on a date or something. I thought that was hilarious. Something that's not hilarious is the number of people in this world, in this city even, or in this vicinity of Chipotle. Yes, this is going to be a Chipotle thing. I still work there. But the number of people that order from the Chanhassen Chipotle and order for their children a cheese quesadilla. And that's it. So, there's a kid's menu at Chipotle. You can get Build Your Own Kids Tacos, which you get two shells and three choices of rice, beans, meat, and a side. Or you can get a cheese quesadilla and you get, like, rice and beans and meat with it. Which is kind of an okay thing to get if you're going to get all that together. But if you're the parent out there that orders a cheese quesadilla from Chipotle and feeds that to your kid, you're a lazy fuck. Tortilla, cheese, grill, fold it in half, 1 minute, done. Are you kidding me? You can't do that for your kid? You gotta buy one for $6 from Chipotle? That is some bullshit. You're a lazy parent. Go get yourself some Monterey Jack cheese, shred it up real nice, put it on a damn tortilla, and fry it up for your kid if that's what you're gonna feed him. That's my little bit of anger for the day. And on that note, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, @Jack_and_Jeff. We're also on Instagram, Just Buds Podcast. Like our page on Facebook. Also find my survey on Facebook. Like our page on Facebook, Just Buds Official with a period. If you have any business inquiries, Jack wanted to change this one. If you have any business inquiries, or really if you just want to email us, if that's your form of communication, email us. Just4buds@gmail.com. That's the number 4, just4buds@gmail.com. You can follow us, subscribe, comment, whatever you want on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and almost anywhere else you can find podcasts. Find us there. Next season, we're going to live stream our show on Twitch. We're really close, guys. We're really close to getting on Twitch. We have most things set up. We just got to do it now. Keep an eye out for us. Find our page. We are Just Buds Podcast. Follow us. Turn on notifications so you know when we're streaming. It's probably going to be a weekend thing. Get excited. Get in our chat. Watch our stuff. Subscribe. And our homepage is on anchor.fm/just-buds-podcasts. Podcast. No S at the end of it. You know where it is. You've heard this before. Everything's simpler with a bud. I'm so lonely. Radio static.
Hey, suits, fuck off!